Thank you, Peter. And to end this edition, a bit more news, including new beer from Bullard's. Another beer, this time in honour of Edith Cavell. And to continue the beer theme, our future king pulls a pint at Upton.
It was a household name in the Norwich brewing industry for more than a century, and now Bullard's is looking to go from strength to strength after the launch of a new bottled beer. Bullard's and Sons was founded in 1837 with its anchor brewery in Coslinney Street, producing popular beers including Bullard's Mild. Its towering chimney is a city landmark, but after an absence of 30 years, the name was brought back last year after Russell Evans teamed up with Norwich's Redwell Brewery to revive the historic brand through two cask beers, Bullard's No. 1 and Bullard's No. 2. And now Mr. Evans, a man whose first job was to promote Bullard's beers, has unveiled a new variety in a bottle. It is hoped Bullard's No. 3, a 4.7% amber ale, which is brewed with Norfolk malted barley and hops from the UK and the USA, will reach places the cask ales have not been able to thus far, including restaurants and off-licences. Mr. Evans, chairman of Bullard's, said, We've listened to customers and what they wanted. There were a lot of places that would love it, but couldn't take it. It's a way of getting an old name into pubs across the county. It's an exciting to enable it to be available to a bigger audience than it was so far.
An ale brewed in tribute to one of Norwich's greatest heroines has raised more than £2,000 for charity. The beer, named Edith Cavell Ale, was created by Attleborough's Wolf Brewery, and 5 pence from each bottle and pint sold last year was donated to the Cavell Nurses Trust. Swordstone-born nurse Cavell was executed on October the 12th, 1915, after she assisted more than 200 Allied troops to flee German-occupied Belgium to safety in Holland. There had been international appeals for mercy, and her death prompted thousands of people to sign up to the war effort. The Cavell Nurses Trust was established in 1917 following this outcry and helps provide support to nurses during difficult times. Support of publicans and drinkers helped raise £2,267 for the charity, with almost 45,000 pints of the special beer sold. Stephen Morley of the Cavell Nurses Trust visited the Wolf Brewery to receive the cheque from brewery co-owner Kay Edwards, and he said, "We're extremely grateful to the Wolf Brewery for their donation and continuing support. Raising a glass of Edith Cavell Ale is a fantastic way to celebrate the life of this heroic nurse and to support nurses who are facing hardship today."
The Prince of Wales pulled a pint at a pub he has played a huge part in helping to keep open. Prince Charles visited the White Horse Pub in Upton, near Acle, yesterday, which has received grants from two groups of which he is a patron. The pub received £50,000 from the Prince's Countryside Fund in 2012, which helped the community buy it. Then, in 2014, the Pub Is the Hub provided £4,000 of funding for a community shop to be added in a converted barn adjacent to the pub. During his visit, the Prince spoke to people who work at the pub and to volunteers at the community shop, which is the only store in the village. After pulling himself a pint of Woodford's Weary, he was awarded a loyalty card by Peter Crook, development manager of the White Horse Development Trust, as a token of the community's appreciation for his role in saving the pub. Prince Charles said, "I am delighted to be here and have all this brief opportunity to meet you all. I am extremely impressed with the level of community spirit that was shown by people here to save their pub. Projects like Pub Is the Hub were created with the intention to keep these rural pubs, and not only them, but shops, post offices, banks, and more. And I am happy to see how well the shop is doing. I am extremely grateful to be given the loyalty card, meaning that I can pay less for my drinks here the next time I come."
Building work on a new school for children who are on the autism spectrum is expected to begin soon. A free school application for the Wherry School in Norwich won government approval last year, and a consultation with prospective pupils, their parents and carers was launched this week. The school is earmarked for a site off Hall Road, near the Hewitt Academy and the Goals Soccer Centre, and its backers hope the building will be ready for a first intake of children in September 2017.
Neighbours have welcomed the news that work will start within months on a £13 million housing development at one of the most controversial patches of land in Norwich. Nearly 8 years after the site, including Greyhound opening and Goldsmith Street, became mired in scandal, Norwich City Council construction is finally due to start. The site made headlines in 2008 after it emerged City Council officers had moved into sheltered housing contrary to council policy. People living in some houses were being rehomed ahead of redevelopment of the site. The council had agreed officers relocating to Norwich could move into some empty properties so elderly people who had yet to move would not feel isolated. But it was against policy for other staff to move in. One who did was Christine Reeves, the council's head of neighbourhood and strategic housing, who ended up being sacked. Years later, and the site is still a boarded-up eyesore. However, last year, the City Council's planning committee approved plans for 105 homes, 56 one-bedroom flats, 4 three-bedroom flats, 32 two-bedroom houses, 8 three-bedroom houses and 5 four-bedroom houses. Now, a legal document over how many of the homes will be affordable has been signed. It means the council can tender for them to be built. People living nearby still have concerns over access, parking and sewage. One neighbour said, "At least they are getting their finger out and doing something, but they should never have knocked down the homes without a plan in place in the first place."
A village post office will more than double its opening hours after it undergoes a revamp as part of a major national investment. Blowfield Post Office is set to become a so-called plus-style branch, making it one of about 3,400 being upgraded in the company's £20 million overhaul. When it reopens on Thursday, March the 17th, it will be open for 48 hours a week, including both Saturdays and Sundays, while lunch hour closures will come to an end. The branch on the street will close for refurbishment on Thursday, March the 10th at 1 p.m, and customers will be temporarily directed to nearby post offices in Brundle and Blowfield Heath. Well, once reopened, the revamped branch will offer manual banking, TransCash and both Parcel Force Worldwide International and Royal Mail parcels. The new opening hours will be Monday to Saturday from 7:30 a.m. until 8 p.m. and on Sunday it'll be open from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m.
That's just about it for this week. Remember, we are always pleased to hear from you and to pass on news to their listeners. You can leave a message on our answer phone at the Chatterbox office on 01603 765 365. That's 765 365. And we will call you back as soon as we can. And remember, you can find us on our website, cbtn.org.uk. That's cbtn.org.uk. Please return your Chatterbox recording to us by putting it in the wallet and turning over the address label. Pop it in the postbox and remember all postage has been paid, so no need for a stamp. We hope you enjoyed this edition of Chatterbox. Your readers on part one were Sarah Lomax and Rupert Hipwell. The features were read by Peter Dennington, and Margaret Thompson wrote and presented What's On. This edition was recorded by Peter Murch. All the items were taken from the evening news, but Chatterbox accepts responsibility for the contents of this recording. So on behalf of this week's editor, Peter Wilson, and all the team at Chatterbox, it's cheerio from Marianne Penn.
And from me, John Francis.
Until next week.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.